I love building capacity in seasoned and emerging Christian leaders so that they can serve God more effectively. As I do so, I've found it helpful to focus my energies on six key practices of Christian leadership. Number one, cultivating a growing relationship with God. Number two, developing godly character. Three, discerning and living out personal calling. Number four, growing deep community. Five, building healthy teams. And number six, strengthening skills. I developed these in much greater depth in the Foundations of Christian Leadership training series. However, we'll dive into them a bit here as a way to show the key practices that small group leaders must develop in order to lead their small groups well. These six practices may also serve as a helpful guide for coaches of small group leaders as they seek to help these leaders take next steps in each of these areas. The desired foundation of Christian leadership is a growing relationship with God. The Christian leader must continue to live in Christ, rooted and built up in Him. As we abide in Christ, He will bear fruit through us. I find that the practice of spiritual disciplines, when done in a meaningful way, rallies me to God and His plans for my life. One of the most useful tools I've found for establishing and growing these disciplines is the rule of life, an intentional plan to deepen one's relationship with God and to really position oneself to love and serve others more effectively. Similar to what Peter Scazzaro says in Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, I'm learning that one's rule of life should encompass all of life. This would include practicing traditional spiritual disciplines, such as prayer and listening to God through His Word, but also cultivating healthy relationships, fostering emotional health, and taking care of my body. All of life requires spiritual discipline. Developing godly character is the second leadership practice. As we increasingly submit ourselves to Christ's Lordship and experience an ongoing filling of the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to imitate God and follow Jesus' example of love. Scripture describes many admirable character qualities, such as the nine fruit of the Spirit, but there are others like being wise, holy, just, humble, and courageous. Growth in these kinds of qualities greatly enhances our ability to reflect Christ and lead our small groups in God-honoring ways. I believe we'll acquire these traits in increasing measure as we surrender ourselves to God, deal with sin in our lives, associate with godly people, their example rubs off on us, leverage Scripture to bring about necessary change, allow trials to shape our character, as painful as that is sometimes, and expose ourselves to opportunities that foster growth in desired areas. Discerning and living out one's God-given calling is another key ingredient for effective small group leadership. Scripture says that we've been created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. This suggests that God has a unique plan for each of our lives. What is the plan? I use a process with my students at Acts Seminaries that helps them understand their God-given calling, which includes life purpose, core values, and personal vision. The process invites participants to prayerfully explore Scripture, their defining moments, which often contain God-ordained themes that point people in certain directions, their interests, desirable character traits, areas where they and others have seen God's blessing on their endeavors, and their areas of gifting and strength. As people discover or re-envision God's call in their lives, they're in a good position to determine where and how they should serve. In addition, they're often filled with purpose, passion, and a willingness to make sacrifices to live out that calling. This kind of understanding and passion is essential for effective small group leadership. Growing deep community is also critical for leading effective groups and organizations, for that matter. We must grow in our ability to love one another deeply from pure hearts. It's in the context of healthy relationships that people can build trust with each other. Of course, there are other elements to building trust, such as the perceived competence and credibility of others. But relational chemistry is certainly an important piece. A loving Christian community is also a powerful witness to the world. Jesus said that our love for each other will broadcast the fact that we're Christians. Small group leaders can foster relational development by setting a strong example of loving others both within and outside their groups, and by providing opportunities for people to build relational bridges with each other. The leadership development literature gives considerable attention to building healthy teams, the fifth leadership practice. Jesus taught the masses and ministered to individuals, but his primary training was with his team of disciples. He poured his life into them. Effective small group leaders know that a team, or their small group in this case, can often accomplish more than what group members could achieve individually. Even though people who do not particularly like each other can learn to work together, fostering relational closeness within a team is the best strategy for going beyond team building to building a loving and caring community. As a part of the team building process, it's often helpful to learn about each other's strengths and weaknesses and to practice functioning as a team. For example, doing activities and challenges that encourage team members to use their strengths for the team. Of course, even calling a small group a team assumes that we're working towards something together, a mission that God has entrusted to our group. The final leadership practice is strengthening skills. Effective small group leaders are lifelong learners. They're developing the essential skills I introduced in the previous session and other ones that help them lead their groups well. Using a pyramid to represent the six practices of Christian leadership has its shortcomings. However, one of the strengths of the pyramid analogy is that it clearly portrays the importance of the foundational layers. We can have extensive knowledge and exceptional small group leadership skills. We may be able to build strong teams and foster meaningful communities. Yet without a growing relationship with God, will we be able to reflect Him in a vibrant and sustainable way? Will we truly hear God's call and have what it takes to live it out daily? I believe that small group leaders who desire to serve in God-honoring and effective ways strengthen each of these six leadership practices in themselves and others while prioritizing the foundational elements. Why? So that we might be more effective in loving God, loving others, and making growing disciples of Jesus. In my view, that's small group leadership at its best.